Blog Talk Radio. Soul Psychology by Joshua David Stone, and we're really digging into who we are, how we're designed, how we are integrated with our planet and with the universe, understanding our relationship to source energy, which equals and means God. And so we've talked about Joshua Stone refers to it as the three minds, the superconsciousness, the subconsciousness, the our consciousness, and we've talked about the four bodies, our emotional body, our physical body, our mental body, and our spiritual body, and how to bring those into harmony. And we've talked about Christ consciousness and what that is and how it relates to us, and our goal is to be moving and living in Christ consciousness moment to moment. And now we're talking about the laws of manifestation. And so if you have been with Circles of Prosperity over the years, you've heard about the laws of manifestation, the law of attraction, all of this, but we're looking at it now from a totally different perspective, because we're looking at it from how do I work with these laws from the knowledge of who I am, who I truly am. And you are definitely great I am. You're a part of the great I am. You have God DNA, and so you are so empowered. And these laws are really your tools to live a powerful life. So, Dr. Reggie, you feel like taking us into a morning prayer this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another day. We thank you we have the ability to do things in this life to bring about our own prosperity by calling and relying on you. There is no other source.
Mm-hmm.
You can do things with our will, but it's limited to just our will. But your will is magnificent and more expansive and more powerful. Let it be known that in us is the ability to attract that will that already is, just by realizing it. And we thank you for the energy of healing, the energy of abundance for other people as well as ourselves, and not to lock this energy unto ourselves only, but to be prosperous with others, and therefore you'll be prosperous with us. And we thank you so much for that power, that we can't hoard anything or lock anything away for us. It only destroys us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be powerful in loving others as a reciprocal force. That's why we're here on the planet. And all of nature as ourselves. We believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So I have someone here who's pressed one and been sitting in the queue. Let me just find out what's going on. Good morning, area code 808. What's happening?
Good morning. Not much over here. Just was calling in to see what the spirit had to say.
Okay, so, you know, we normally give readings on Friday. We have a special day. It's called Oracle Friday. And this week we have Cindy Bentley, who does energy healing. Is something specific going on in your life this morning that you want to ask?
No, not really. Not really. It's just there's just a couple areas in my life that was a little bit gray, but not really. I'm actually a pretty happy person. Just a little tired and trying to kill some time here at work.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you a little secret. We are right now in the study of the law of manifestation. So those little gray areas in your life that you'd like to shift, this lesson will help you figure out how to move towards making that happen in your own life. We teach here that you create your experiences. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am.
You know that your thoughts and your words create your experience. So maybe you're here because you need to hear this lesson this morning. But I totally invite you to call back on Friday, any Friday. Starfa Wentes will be here next Friday. Cindy is mainly an energy healer. But she covers so many areas. If you listen to some of her, go back and listen to the archives of her. You'll absolutely love her energy. And then Starfa Wentes will be here next week. And she is a dynamic reader. And then we have Tanya Walker coming the following week, who is a powerful tarot reader. So every Friday we have very, very good intuitives, okay?
That sounds awesome. I'm excited.
All righty. Stay with us, okay?
All right,
kill some time.
I will.
Okay. Thanks. All righty. So we're going to get started with the lesson. This is a five-part series, guys. Five-part series. If you've missed 1, 2, and 3, I think, they're in our archives. I encourage you to go back and listen to them so that you can kind of get the flow of where we're going with this study. Today we're going to pick up, we're still in Chapter 11, but we're going to pick up with some of the laws of manifestation. We left off yesterday talking about the importance of enthusiasm, and we're moving now into this reality, okay? There is just one universal subconscious mind. Now, we've talked about the superconsciousness, the consciousness, and the subconscious mind. But he's saying something interesting here. He says there's only one universal subconscious mind. We each focus on one aspect of that mind while being simultaneously connected to the whole mind. And I guess this is why Dr. Reggie, when we started talking about these three minds, Dr. Reggie said there's only one mind, but three levels of awareness. And now we're seeing that there's really one subconscious mind that we're all connected to. You know, he is gradually trying to move us into to the understanding that we are all one. But because we're in these individual bodies, we think and we have, so we believe, independent thoughts. We think that we're separate. And there goes one of the biggest challenges that you will have on this spiritual journey, understanding that you and your Father, God, Source, Energy, the universe are one, understanding that you are one with all of your brothers and sisters. We are all connected. And that takes some time to grasp that concept. Let's go on to hear what he says. He says, Jung calls this the collective unconscious. This understanding and awareness in your manifestation, work gets rid of the belief in separation that can slow down the manifestation process. When you recognize your oneness with everything, your manifestations are going to happen faster. Only you can block your own manifestation. If you master your thinking and your imagining and your feeling body, then nothing can stop the manifestation from occurring. You know, I know that we get busy. I know that we get busy. I know we've got to get the kids ready for school. We've got to get ourselves ready for work, and we're making breakfast, making dinner, going to the doctor, going to the dentist. We get busy. But in all of your busyness, you need to constantly be aware of your connection to everything. And more importantly, your connection to God. You know, Paul says we must pray without ceasing. And that scripture always puzzled me because I didn't know, how can you pray without ceasing? I mean, that's like constant, constant, constant. That's what he's saying. Moment to moment, we need to be in prayer. Moment to moment, you need to move in the reality of who you really are, in your spiritual awareness of who you are as spirit, as soul. That's what he's saying. And then your thoughts shift. Your thoughts, even in your busyness, your thoughts are shifting. When the kids are jumping up and down and asking you 50 million questions, when you are aware of your soul, your purpose as parent changes. Because you now realize that you're responsible for their development, spiritual development and growth. You're coming from a whole different place. Yep, life is busy. Yes, you want to prepare them for life in this physical plane. But part of that, so your patience increases, does it not? And really and truthfully, when your children see how you respond to everything, you're teaching them how to respond. So there's always this place of peace coming from you. And they have become peaceful as a result. So it's something to strive for. Not easy, but it is something to work toward, just becoming aware. He says that you're the only one that can block your manifestation. We need to be in control of our thoughts, in control of our words, and very in tune with our emotions. Because every moment, everything you think, you are creating. That's your tool for creating. All right. Grudges. Woo. Grudges block the process. Make sure that you have forgiven all people and situations. And more importantly, that you have forgiven yourself before you begin your manifestation work. Not forgiving someone builds guilt and other psychic blocks that make the subconscious mind unable to cooperate fully in the prayer process and the affirmation process. How can you be moving in, how can you move in Christ consciousness without forgiving situations? You know, there's very rarely anything going on in your life that's worth holding on to the anger and the resentment. When you know who you really are, you can look at the situation and say, now, what am I supposed to learn from this? And let me move on. Isn't that how we're supposed to handle it? In Christ consciousness, yes. I want to continue to grow spiritually. Oftentimes we get in these little triangles of people and we feel that they've disappointed us or that they've hurt us because they haven't quite, you know, operated the way we would like for them to operate. They have not responded to us in a way that we had envisioned it happening. That's an opportunity for you to grow. Don't hold on to grudges. Don't hold on to grudges. You know what I'm learning? I'm learning that I have the power, and I come from this place, okay? I have the power to change any situation simply by seeing it a different way. So the kind of work I do requires a lot of focus and concentration. And it's so easy to get, you know, when the phone rings or emails are coming in, to get distracted and then something gets missed. So first of all, I've now set my awareness to nothing will be missed. And I say that all the time in my mind. When I'm thinking and I'm working, nothing will be missed. I declare and decree that nothing will be missed. But the little areas that come up every now and then, rather than it turning into a big drama and a big mess, I say, all is well, this is resolved, and everything is in divine order. I'm moving into that Christ consciousness all the time, even in my work. All the time. I'm not perfect, okay? But I'm practicing. I get a little nervous and I get a little concerned and I start going down that path of being in a state of fear, and I come right back and I say, no, all is well. I recognize the power that I have been given, and I choose to recognize that everything is okay. Everything is in divine order and all is well. And guess what? It's working. So I can tell you that the stuff that he's sharing with us, I've done. Love yourself. Love yourself. Because if you lack self-love, you feel undeserving. If you believe you are undeserving, then you contradict what you are asking for in prayer. If this is a lesson for you, seriously, you need to go back and study chapter 5 in this book, which is on Christ consciousness. And so if you miss that, search for Christ consciousness in Blog Talk Radio or go to our show. We covered it a few weeks ago. It's a 3-part series, and I guarantee you it will change your life. And it's one of those that you need to listen to over and over and over again. All righty, let's go on. Pray in proportion. Some people pray too much, which is a sign of lack of faith. In reality, once is enough. But if, however, worry and doubt set in, there is nothing wrong with repeating a prayer as an affirmation of your faith. Each of us must achieve his or own balance of prayer. Put it in writing. Writing your prayers and your affirmations down on paper creates a stronger message to your subconscious mind. You know, and when you combine the physical and the mental action, there's more force. Remember, yesterday we talked about how you need to have the vital force behind your and gather up this energetic force when you're doing your manifestation work. So writing it down builds that vital life force and increases your manifestation process, okay? Increases the speed of your manifestation. You want to meditate to manifest. Whenever you are in a state of meditation or in an altered state of consciousness, you are also in a state of hypnosis, which allows suggestions to pass into the subconscious mind much more easily. So a good time to do your manifestation work is just as you are falling asleep at night and when you are just waking up in the morning. This twilight state that's between sleep and waking is called the hypnagogic state. So, avoid talking about your manifestation work. You guys have heard that if you're doing something, not to share it, right? If you're doing manifestation work, don't talk about it. What? Why is that? Because we're all connected, right? Let's go back. Let's walk through it. We're all connected. And if you're talking about that which you desire and somebody is not as developed as you and they have negative feelings or thoughts about what you're, and basically it's their fear, right? Then they are, that energy is around that which you desire to create, and it slows the process down. You don't want that negative energy around there. He says, very often talking with others about what you're trying to manifest can dissipate the energy. Here we are working very, not hard. Here we are gathering vital life force for our energy work. You know, let me say this because this image just came to my mind. When we are doing manifestation work, it is spiritual work. When you are doing this work and coming from the place of knowing who you are, knowing the powerful spiritual being that you are, this is sacred work. It's sacred. So the things that he's asking now, it should be easy for you to say, okay, to do the forgiveness work, because this is sacred. It should be easy for you to even forgive yourself and to love yourself, because this is sacred. It should be easy for you not to share this with everyone, because this is sacred. This is the work between you and your Father. See, when we say manifestation, a lot of you are thinking about the law of attraction and getting your stuff. That's how Abraham says it. Oh, yeah, you're looking for your stuff. And you're thinking about money and housing and cars, all these little material things. Now, I'm not saying they're not good. They make you feel good. They make you happy. So it's okay. Your Father in heaven knows that you need these things in modern day society. But the way you move and have your being in the awareness of your soul connection as you are manifesting the things that you need, because God is giving you this power, giving you this gift, remember that it is sacred. The manifestation process, I'm repeating it, the manifestation process is sacred. I don't think I can say it any plainer than that. He says, so here you are, you're building this energy around that which you desire, that you're building life for. You are bringing into the physical reality that which exists in the non-physical. It's sacred. Okay, and so when you start talking about what you're manifesting, you're dissipating the energy, and another consequence of this indiscriminate speech is the negative reaction that often comes from people when you share your vision. So you want to guard against letting the negative energy of others penetrate your consciousness and your subconscious mind. Because if they decide to tell you what their negative feeling is or what their negative perspective is, then it can influence you. So why even put yourself in that situation? That's the time when you really have to say, get thee behind me, Satan. So positivity produces positive results until you achieve self-mastery. This is the single most important fact on your spiritual path. When you're doing manifestation work, you are trying to hold a certain thought form, a certain energy, and a certain vibration. And you want to be around people who support this process Being around negative people and negative environments tend to deplete one's energies physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually over time, and hence make it more difficult for you to hold that vibration. You see why I say this is sacred work? Because when you say, oh, this is sacred, you honor the work that you're doing. You're protective of the work that you're doing. All right. You possess all, always. Now, he said this to us earlier in this chapter. This is how he said it. Everything that you desire is already a part of you. And he's repeating it here again. You possess all. Always. And here's how he breaks it down. First of all, you are God or Christ, the Buddha. Everything is yours. Just as everything is God's, everything is yours. This has always been the case, whether you recognize it or not. You see, God's laws are immutable, meaning they never change. They are constant. You just need to wake up to what's really going on, what's the real deal. And when you wake up to what's the real deal, everything in your life is going to change. He goes on to say, it's so difficult for us to accept this because we are so used to believing that negative ego interpretation of ourselves that tells us what? That we're just this physical body, you know, it's just my personality, and I'm separate from everything. This is, I love the little kids, that this is mine, or this is mine, right? So if we really and truthfully grab hold of the truth that we are eternal, that all of our thoughts stem from this basic understanding, and everything that we need would manifest whatever we need, things would be very different for us. When I first started teaching Circles of Prosperity, you guys all know Dr. Reggie. He's a little tired this morning. But Dr. Reggie is a master. He is a master teacher. He's well onto his path of being a master. And so I've been with him for over 30 years. And one of the things that he says to me and has said to me over the years is, you don't have to beg God for anything. And so me coming out of church, I'm like, I didn't get it. I didn't understand what he was saying. I never said, I don't understand what you're saying. But I would always, because I understood the words, but it wasn't until I started teaching Circles of Prosperity and truly understanding how we are designed, what God's intention, what our creator, if you guys have a problem with hearing the word God, you know, I apologize. No, I don't. I don't apologize. Just adjust, okay? I want you to have an expanded awareness of your creator. So I use different terms. I'll say universe. I'll say source. I'll say God. You'll hear me go, equaling in meaning, God, equaling in meaning, source, universe. It doesn't matter what you call that force, that energy force, that life force. Doesn't matter. It exists, okay? So when I started understanding this divine design, I realized that we were equipped, that we are equipped to get anything that we need. And so if I add personality to that energy, which we call God, okay, I would say, and as the Father, I would say, well, what are you coming and asking me for this for? I gave you everything to create what you need. Why are you begging me over and over for this? Go out and get it. Create it. And that was at that point that I realized what Dr. Reggie was saying. We are empowered to create out of thin air anything that we desire. Now, that's a huge, huge leap, isn't it? Because how many of you, dear God, please help me, and then you don't think he heard it, because we've given personality to God, right? Okay, I'm not sure. You know, I haven't talked to you in a while. Maybe you didn't really hear this one, so here I come again. Please. Okay? Now, look at sacred manifestation work. When you and God are one, because he designed it that way, it designed it that way, when you're connected to that force and you have this thought that comes that says, oh, wouldn't it be lovely if, and now it becomes this sacred spiritual ritual of, I'm creating this wonderful experience, this wonderful thing that I need to experience right now. I and my Father are one. He's given me the power. Okay, let me clear my thought. Let me bring life force behind it. Let me move into love. Let me move into gratefulness and thankfulness as I do this spiritual, sacred work of manifesting that which I desire.
Wow.
That is powerful. No begging.
Mm-hmm.
You're operating the way you were designed. Oh, man, I love this. I love it. I love it. I love it. He says, ask only for what you need. Because if the ego becomes involved and starts asking for things that you don't really need, then the prayer request, it becomes glamour. And this will sabotage your manifestation. Ask for what you need. Okay? Rely solely on God. God, your personal power, and the power of your subconscious mind are an unbeatable team. And look, he is talking, on some level, he's talking about super consciousness, is he not? So where super consciousness is that divine connection to that which we call God, to the universe, okay? Then he's talking about the conscious mind, which is you recognizing your personal power. And then he's talking about the subconscious mind, which is subservient to you. So there's the harmony between superconsciousness, consciousness, and subconsciousness. That's the unbeatable team. Because when you live in this truth, your security is internal instead of external. You're looking inside of you. Remember, Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is within you. The power is within you. So you're depending on that which is within you instead of looking outside of yourself on how you're going to manipulate and control and make things happen with your willpower. When you live in this truth, your security is internal instead of external. No matter what happens to your external self, you know that you can manifest whatever you need with the help of God, your will, and the power of your subconscious mind. You're operating at a different frequency, a different vibration. You're walking the path of the master. You are walking the path of the master. Jesus needs to pay taxes, and he manifested gold from the fish's mouth. A fish from the mouth of a fish. Walking the path of the master. You know, whether the story is true or not, the lesson is true. He didn't doubt that his needs would be met. That's the message there. This was a man that had moved into Christ's consciousness and understood his connection with the Creator to manifest whatever he needed at that moment. That's the whole message behind feeding the multitude. Okay. Three unified minds can move mountains. Three unified minds can move mountains. You know which minds I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm talking about superconsciousness, conscious, and subconscious. The kahunas in Hawaii, they devised a special method of prayer utilizing all three minds, all three levels of consciousness. Their method requires that you write your prayer down on a piece of paper, very specifically, and with lots of colorful imagery, and make sure that you have built up your vital force and energy so that you approach this task with enthusiasm. And when you have the prayer worded and imaged in a way that you really, really feel good about, you say it three times out loud, addressing the prayer to God or your higher self or the one other entity. And after saying the prayer three times, then command your subconscious mind in a powerful but a very loving way to take the prayer to your higher self. So visualize this happening like the old faithful geyser that shoots up in the air, and it's shooting up through in the air through your crown chakra. We've covered the 22 chakras here. And then forget about the prayer and do whatever you need to do on the conscious and the subconscious levels to manifest the prayer. In other words, make sure all three minds are working together in perfect harmony. Oh, what? You know, it is a beautiful dance of energy. When I close my eyes and I see that process, I don't see it as the physical actions that we're taking. I see it as this. These three colors of wave-like energy dancing with each other. And sometimes they merge together, and you know how the primary colors, when they merge together, they create other colors, and it's just this delightful spectrum of color that's changing all the time. That's what I see. All righty. You want to use all five of your senses when you're visualizing what you want. See it, hear it, taste it, touch it, smell it. Make your visualization so vivid that this meditation reality is just as real or more real than your physical life reality. What I realized over the years is that work, that sacred work of visualization, is where creation begins. That's the incubator for creation. So I need to be vigilant about the things that I imagine, especially about my life. How many of you have been in trouble? And you know, many of us have gone through financial difficulty. And when we're in that state, at least I know when I was in financial difficulty, I painted pictures of worst case scenarios. Big mistake. Because the worst case scenario was not the best scenario for me to experience. But I was creating it in mind. Have you ever said, oh, okay, if this doesn't happen, then this is going to happen. And it's a negative experience. And then, and you actually probably start sweating underneath your arms and feeling all the stress of being in that negative experience. You're creating it. Do you see how you're misusing, I won't say misusing, how you are using your creative energy, your creative power that you have been designed to use, that where it's not working for your highest good? So it's real easy. Paint another picture of the outcome that you really desire. I say it's real easy, but you've been practicing painting pictures of the worst case scenario. I'm encouraging you, paint the picture of the way you want things to turn out. That means loving you enough to know and moving into the awareness that God will supply your every need and trusting. You know, one of the first books we studied on Circles of Prosperity was The Way of the Wizard, which equals and means the way of the master. And his first lesson was have trust in trust and faith in faith. Trust that the universe works the way it's designed, always for your highest good. Alrighty. I am going to end this lesson now and ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this lesson about manifesting with all three powers of the mind and the senses. We reach out to you to help us magnify our powers and our senses and to bring manifestation more fast and quickly as it should be. We thank you and the energy of power. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So this Friday, guys, Cindy Bentley's coming. You guys love Cindy, this powerful energy healer. She'll be here for Oracle Friday. And next week, we have Star for Wednesdays. Oh, she's a powerful healer, but also a powerful intuitive. You're going to love her as well. And then we have Tanya Walker coming up. So this month is just busy. We'll be continuing our study of the law of manifestation. Tomorrow, I'm going to try to get through all of it. May not be able to, but I will try to close this series out. God bless you.